To be a joke, and to answer a question that was asked me right before Meyer, there are not two sides to this question. There are just multiple answers to the one side. The question being, why get married? So the answer is yes, you should, if you can, hopefully, Baruch Hashem. But I did want to use that. The question will be asked and answered in a halachic framework. Of course, there aren't other answers to the question. And the basis, of course, for you speaking about this topic this week is the Torah's lengthy description, especially in Perek Chav Dalid, of the courtship by proxy between Yitzchak and Rivka, of course, Eliezer, the faithful servant. And at the end of everything, by the end of Chav Dalid, the last Pasuk Sama Zayin, so we are told that Vivyeha Yitzchak Ahola, Sarimo, Yitzchak brings Rivka to the tent of his mother Sarah. Vayikach es Rivka, v'ti lo l'isha. He married her, v'yaveha, and he loved her. And here, the order is not only deliberate, but it's also intuitive. He never met her before. He couldn't have loved her before he married her, certainly not in this courtship. Baruch Hashem, they grew to love each other. V'yinochem Yitzchak achrei imo. But what we're focusing on, of course, is here you have the explicit reference in the Torah. One of the first explicit, in terms of the terminology we're familiar with, it is that v'tzielo l'isha, that there was an ishus, that there was a marriage. The truth is that there are other references in the parsha to inyane marriage. First of all, earlier in the same story, when we have the purchase of the Marasa Machpelah, so the kicha with the stay Ephron, of course, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that's the basis for the fact that we have a concept of Ketzav Kiddushin. Gemara says kicha kicha mitz Ephron, just like it uses the term kicha here, it also uses the term kicha yikach ishas isha ubalo, a pasuk we're going to get back to in Sefer Dvarim, tishas kiddushin. So that's a topic which I don't think we'll get to too much. Perhaps next year we can speak about kesef kiddushin. But I want to speak about something more general, and that is we see that Yitzchak married Rivka. We know that Avraham married Sarah. We know that Adam married Chava. We didn't have as much dramatic detail as we have in this parsha. But the question is, why? Why is it necessary? And I don't mean, again, although I'm not dismissing what the Torah tells us about Adam and Chava, I lo tov yosa adam levado, all of the other psychological and emotional reasons why it's good for a person to get married. But I want to speak about it more from a halachic perspective. And I don't mean to preclude bachelorhood. I mean to preclude living with a woman but not being married. Why do we need this parsha of ishus in the Torah? Another way of asking would be, what iser would there be? What iser would there be if a person was with a woman, but there wasn't ishus, there was no marriage, if there was not v'yikach lo l'isha, there was just v'yikach lo, but no, not l'isha. What would be the problem? So let's go, if you will, mekal l'kaved, in a sense. In a minor level, one thing is certainly obviously implied, although this may, would all, if this would be it, it would probably only be mirabanan. And that is the pasuk of Lo Sikravu L'Galo Servasa, which we know is the source for, among other things, the prohibition of Yichud. So, if there's an Isra Yichud, which at least Midrabanan there even is with a Pnuya, with a non-married woman, so it's obvious that if it's Asr to Miyached, it's certainly Asr for what that might lead to. The reason that we have an Isra Yichud is to prevent what it might lead to. So, the first and easiest answer to our question would be, at the very least, you ask, what would be wrong if a man was intimate with a woman without ishus? At the very least, it would seem to be a violation of that derabbanan. Of course, it's more than that, but I think it would it's worth putting that on the table as well. A second escalation, or a more serious avera, is a shita that can be attributed to the tshuva of the Rivash. The Rivash has a tshuva, which he discusses this topic in a sense. And the Rivash... Where are we? Yep. The Rivash says the following. I'll read you 2.5 lines from a Rivash. You tell me what he says. Ratzalomer. She'eino mechuyuv likach isha l'kayim mitzvah. You don't necessarily have to marry a woman in a positive sense to fill a mitzvah called marriage. Abaliola mim yirtza chayiv likach b'chidushin. If you want to get married, there's a right and proper way to do it. But if you don't want to get married, perhaps you could be a bachelor in that sense. Kol anoshim shigach v'ilu enkof, and even if a person midaraisa would get married to many women, they all have to be b'derech kiddushin. Fine. V'humakayim echalachas mitzvas aseh. A topic we'll also get back to. The Rav Ash tells us, here's not the focus of his discussion, but he says, and of course, you fulfill a mitzvah every time you get married. Umavarech berchas erisin. Kama. V'chol shiyova achas mehen. Below kiddushin. Now we're cooking. This is our question. What if you, instead of being with one of these women through marriage, which he has already told us is not a mitzvah, but you got to do it if you want to be with her. So what if Taka, you didn't? You live with a woman without marriage? Says the Rav Ash, what's the grace of error that you did? Over al mitzvahs aseh. So what is the Rav Ash saying? In other words, what we call an isser aseh, or a bittul aseh. The pasuk, the famous pasuk I alluded to before, says ki yikach ish, it's isha uba'Allah. So the Rav Ash says there's a seder hadvarim. There's a parsha called uba'Allah. Yes, at the Torah we're not monks. Nevertheless, there's a seder hadvarim. Uba'Allah comes after ki yikach ish as isha. There's the mitzvah to do it in this order, as he had previously said. So if someone were to have Ubala, but without Kiyach Ish as Isha, you would have without Kiddushin, it's a bitul aseh. It's a bitul aseh. Or an isra aseh, depending on what you want to call it. But in essence, that is the violation. There's no los aseh, apparently according to Rav Ash. There's no los aseh. That should make a parenthetical point, and of course, if the woman in question was Anita, so then you'd have a, but there's no reason why a woman who's single could not be Anita. She went to the mikvah and kept bottles, and she'd be no longer Anita. So that's disposable if a couple cared. But even so, says the Rav Ash, it's not just a stirabonon, it's a daraisa. The daraisa is the bittul of an asay, in essence, the bittul of an asay. Now, in a more positive sense, I want to get back to this thing that Rav Ash mentioned a little bit later. But let's move on to one more point, which will be the first bulk of our shir, and that is if we could take it one step further. We've already gone from a darabanan to a daraisa. Let's see if we can go from a mitzvah aseh to a los aseh. Again, the question we're asking is, from a halachic perspective, why do you need to get married? What would be so bad if I would live with a woman but without kiddushin? So one answer is maybe there's a darabanan connected to yichud. One answer now the Rav Ash says it's like a bitul aseh. We've now raised the stakes. Perhaps we can raise the stakes more. And this would be based on the shita of the famous shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in two different places, in Hilchos Ishus and Perek Aleph, as well as in Hilchos Nara Basula Perek Beis, basically the same thing. In fact, if you're interested, Perek Beis Lachat Yudzayin. It's actually a shocking Rambam as he describes. Basically, you'll forgive the expression, I'm just translating Rambam's words, a father prostituting his daughter. And how one might have thought, it'd be forkrumpt, but one might have thought if they were not so good to cheder, when they learned the halachos of onus and mafate, well, you see that if someone would do this, take advantage of my daughter, I would get paid, so why do I need to wait for someone to take advantage of her, I should get paid. I'll start a business. The Rambam says, you might have thought such a thing. The Rambam says this, that. It's a wild Rambam. Then he comes down hard on a person who would think such a thing. So without that drama, but in a more famous way, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam also tells us something very important. And the Rambam here, this is the famous history Rambam. The Rambam tells us something uncharacteristic. There's only one other place in Hilchos Yisrael Torah and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, from this traces the belief in monotheism. The Rambam, in a halachic context, gives you a history lesson. Says the Rambam, Koda Matan Torah. Before there was a Torah, there was a concept of marriage in some, quote, marriage sense, in some sense. Adam Poge Isha Bashuk. What would happen? It was ruthless and terrible and misogynistic. A man would see a woman in the street, and Ratzahuvahi. Right, yeah. Even then, says the Rambam, in order for it to be legitimate, you needed to have Ratzahi. We're not talking about coerced relationships. But if they were interested, Nosn Laschara. He would give her some money, he would, in that sense, get her assent, maybe. That would be it. That's something very hefkeris. However, says the Rambam, you know what that is? You know what that is, says the Rambam? V'zuhi ha'nikras kedesha. That is the isra of kedesha, what we would call harlotry or prostitution. Mishanidna ha'torah, nesra ha'kedesha. As the pasuk says in the Devarim, Chaf Gimel, oshiya kedesha mibnos Yisrael. Lefichach kol ha'bal isha l'shem znus v'lo kiddushin What's the definition of L'shem Znus? Any relationship outside the context of marriage, below Kiddushin, says the Rambam, Loka min haTorah v'nishabal Kadesha. According to the Rambam, any physical relationship outside the context of marriage is a violation of Kadesha. We're going to get to it. And what, just to see how shocking, or if you will, machmir this Rambam is being, so the Ravid immediately jumps in. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Amar Avram, Ein Kadesha Ella Mizumenis V'hiya Mufkeres L'chol Adam. Right? The Ravid talks about Kadesha that we know in our society, right? A woman who is, this is her profession, she is Mizumenis for a Pritzus. She is Mufkeres L'chol Adam, right? You're going to be her client, she'll be her client. That's not what the Rambam was talking about. The Rambam was talking about a relationship between two people, but without Kiddushin. So says the Ravid, that's not Kadesha. That's not at all. Avaham yechedes atzma li'ish echad. A relationship between two people? Ein ba lo malkus v'lo iser. No malkus, no iser daraisa. Why? After all that is v'hi ha'pilegesh ha'ksuva v'torah. So before we get to Pilegesh for a second, let's just crystallize the machlokas, the famous machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. It's repeated in Chaznara Basula. According to the Rambam, you do not need to be what we call in our language, a professional woman, in order to be in violation of Isra Kadesha. An unbelievable chumrah, says the Rambam, any relationship outside the context and mizgeres of Kedushin is a violation of Kadesha. Says the Ravid, maybe there's some un-yet defined term, but as far as Ravid is concerned so far, there's actually nothing midaraisa wrong with it. It fits into a different category called Pilegesh, and it's not Kadesha. Either the Pasuk, let's see a Kadesha. Yeah, that's what everyone thought was Kadesha before they walked into this year. The way we speak about it in contemporary terms. Yes, Shravzi. I would think both. Okay. Now, if you will, even further than the Ravid, the Ketef Mishnah and others quote a Chuvas HaRamban. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is one of those which they uncovered, is a Chuvas HaRashba HaMiyuchasas HaRamban. There's a whole volume of Chuvas, which the other Rishonim and early Achronim thought was the Ramban, which I think we now know was the Rashba. But as you'll see, this is the Ketef Mishnah and others quote a Chuvah of the Ramban, which I believe may really have been the Rashba, who goes on and he builds on the Ravid. He says, of course the Ravid is correct. After all, we have all sorts of examples of Pilagshus in Tanakh, including this week's Parsha. Whether Avram had multiple Pilagshim or only one, that's a famous Machlokas Mefarshim, even though the Torah uses a plural term, but some Mefarshim say it means only one, right? Keturah Zuhagar. That's a whole discussion what the status of those women were. But it's in this week's Parsha. We have other great heroes. Pilagish Megiva, he says, how come no one said, we're always crying about what they did to this poor woman, but no one ever says that there was nothing wrong with her being a Pilagesh. He says all sorts of examples. How could it be, he says, that that's the problem. And the Ramban, or this Rashba, in a certain sense, the Ravid doesn't seem to be anti, but he certainly seems to be pro. The Ramban, in a certain sense, is in a more very subtle way, even more embracing of it. And in fact, this is an aside, I don't want to dwell on this. We spent, I think a year or two ago, we gave a share on this more in depth. There is a famous, and I would prefer to say perhaps infamous, incredibly controversial tshuva of Rav Yaakov Emden, basing himself on this tshuva HaRashba / Ramban, who wanted to advocate, in his day, which was not that long ago, reintroducing the notion of Pshilachos and the Klal Yisrael as a tikkun for the preachers that he saw. It's better than people doing Eishes Ish. So instead of a man having Eishes Ish, he should have a Pilagish. It was shot down and highly controversial in his day until it resurfaced, and almost really unheard of. It was that criticized that kind of got hidden until it resurfaced about 10 years ago, when I could tell you I was working in a shul at the time, hundreds of rabbanim, certainly around New York, I don't know if it was beyond New York, this is when people didn't yet email, but they still faxed. All of a sudden, literally, without solicitation, into people's fax machines came this proclamation. the Rav Vaya, the shul that I was in New York, all of a sudden on a Friday, looks and there's something coming out of his fax machine. It happened to hundreds of other Ravanim from some unknown, unnamed or anonymous sources in the borough of Brooklyn, that they were terrible shrying Chavakayim. There's preachers in our door, and therefore the only obvious solution is Pilavshus. Rabbeinu Agorol, Moor Agola, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has told us this. Dal Makaris, and there was a whole taram. It was a chalashem, it was reported on the news, and there was Rabbanim who felt the need to write to explain why this is terrible. But Lamaisa, it is terrible. But there were such makaros that they were using, and it all comes back to this discussion. It's just worth noting, of course, it's all premised apparently against the Rambam. Yeah, that's a hard way to go, but that is Lamaisa. That is that discussion. So when I say it's against the Rambam, so let's take a moment now. So that's answering Ellie's question, but really a better question, which is, isn't the Ravid right? Isn't the Ramban Rashba right? I mean, there is a parsha of Pilagish in the Torah. There's a parsha of Pilagish stories in the Tanakh. How could the Rambam say that either you have Kiddushin or you're a Kadesha? What happened to Pilagish? What happened to Pilagish? What's this machlokas about? So the truth is that there's a number of different answers one could possibly give, but before we give any of those answers, we have to see that there's a second Rambam. Or a third Rambam. There's the two to basically make the point that anything outside of Kiddush is Kadesha. So you have the same question on both. What happened to Pilagish? So sure enough, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam tells us that you don't have to ask on him. He'd be happy to tell you. The Rambam holds it is usur for anyone to have a Pilagish. Except for a Melech. A Melech is allowed to have a Pilagish. That's why this is Hilchos Melachim. But every other commoner, a hedgeout, it's also to have a pilagesh. So that's why, if Isaiah comes out, at least internally, we'll have to ask on this in a moment, but at least internally, the Rambam is perfectly consistent. The reason that the Rambam couldn't say that outside the Mizgarit of marriage is somehow mutter, like the Ravid of the Ramban, and forced, because he holds it usher. He holds that a pilagesh is usher for anybody. So once you don't have the option, yes, there's such a concept of pilagesh, but it doesn't apply to a commoner, it's only for a melech. So you don't have that option. So you don't have Kiddushin. You don't have Pilagish. What do you have in the middle? That's called Kadesha. The Rambam doesn't tell us. The Rambam does not tell us. We'll have to try to figure that out. So that's in general question. So Taco, some have been asked on Avram and our Parsha. So some of Farshim say based on this Rambam that he had been Melech because he had been Kovesh certain lands. I don't want to focus on that part of the discussion, but there's literature on this. But let's use this as a springboard for a moment. Lamaisa, we have a machlokas, right? We have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is really, you could call it on two levels, but it's really all one issue. Is the average person, a commoner, a hedgeot, allowed to have any relationship outside of marriage? So according to the Ravid and the Ramban, at least in theory, the answer is yes. That's called Pilagesh. According to the Rambam, the answer is no, it's Osir. It's only a heter for a Melech. And it's not just that it's not Mutter, it's an Issa Daraisa called Kadesha. That's the Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid and others. We can call it now Rambam and Ravid. Question, what's this Machlokas about? Which is another way of asking, what's Mativo Shaluberza? What is a Pilagesh? What does that mean? And in fact, the Ravid and others actually discussed the etymology of Pilagesh. What is it? It's a weird word, and there's different suggestions, whether it's in Unkelos or in Ravid or in Kesef Mishnah, about even the etymology of the word, which may hint at something very significant. But better than that, let's see a brief Gemara. The Gemara is in Maseches Sanhedrin, Adaf Chaf Aleph, and the Gemara asks the question. You know, sometimes you have a Gemara asking, like, a Lomdash question. What is the difference between an Isha, a married woman, and a Pilagesh? What's the difference? So the Gemara, according to our Nuschaos, if you open up the Gemara will say, okay, I've heard at least so far two jokes. Okay, apparently it was a good topic to choose. So, the answer to the Gemara, lacking a sense of humor apparently, was that an Isha is Bekidushin Ubeksuba, and a Pilagesh is below Kiddushin u below Ksuba. Now, if this text of the Gemara is the authoritative one, and if we take it seriously, so the Gemara is drawing a very significant distinction, a line in the sand. Pilakshus is not Ishus. It is something else. And it would make more sense. We can understand why it's perhaps less savory. However, it's worth noting that Rashi, already in our Parsha, and the Ravid here on this Rambam, the Ravid quotes that Gemara as a Raya. What's the Raya? Because they have the Nusach of the Gemara, which takes out any mention of Kiddushin. Just says, what's the difference between Pilegesh and Isha? And Isha gets a Ksuba and a Pilegesh doesn't. And if you have that version of the Gemara, it sounds like they're actually very close to each other, with one technicality: certain financial obligations that you have towards a wife, you don't have towards a Pilegesh. But fundamentally, it's in essence, it's a Parsha of Kiddushin. And this little Girsa issue is really the shoresh of a major Lomdusha question, which we won't delve too much into, because we've actually spent other years discussing it. This part is actually a review, which is the question of what is a Pilegesh? To what extent is a Pilegesh an Isha light? It's a Parsha of Ishus, it's a marriage relationship, but it's different in a certain lighter sense. Do you need a get? Would she be able to have another man? Different shilas, you may have certain kulas, but fundamentally, it's a parsha of Ishus. It's not Zos. And right, Pilagish means it's Miuchedes. Even the Rambam agreed to that. It's her child Yorishim. I think, well, he's the father either way. I think the answer to that is yes. Right. Right. Okay. Anyway. So that's one perspective. However, there's a whole other perspective, which is to say no, which is really from our Nusach of the Gemara here. So which is, maybe Pilegesh is something completely different. Ish is Bekidushin. Pilegesh is a whole other thing. It's a whole other thing entirely. It may or may not be sanctioned. It's completely different.
Since B is one of the ways of making Kiddushin,
you have to have kavana for it.
So that's what it's, you know, adopt it, you have no kavana.
Right. Right, so the point is, I'll give you an example. I mentioned two of them, nafkaminas, potentially already. Do you need a get? Is she permitted to other men? And perhaps a third nafkamina, which is the one I really just want to focus on now, which is, perhaps this is the issue that underlies the machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. The more you see Pilegesh as a type of Ishus, the more likely it is that you, whether you're a huge fan of it or not, that you'll be more liberal, you'll be more likely to allow it, at least under certain circumstances. In fact, that's why it's not surprising that the Ravid has that Nusach of the Gemara, the Girsa of the Gemara, which apparently assumes that Pilegesh is a form of Ishus. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim quotes this Gemara, paraphrases this Gemara, and it's clear that the Rambam has our Girsa of the Gemara, that if Pilegesh is below Ksuba, ubelow Kiddushin. Clearly, it perfectly makes sense. The more you see it as something completely, no pun intended, divorced from Kiddushin, totally removed, a completely separate, unstructured, hefker type of a relationship without any halakhic framework, so then you might have thought it's virtually there. The Rambam says it's not just virtually, it is already essentially tantamount to Znus, it's a violation of Kedesha. So, but Pashtus, if we would stop there for a moment, it seems like, according to the Rambam, you either have the structure of marriage, or you have nothing. Either you have Hefkeris, which seems to be his definition of Kedesha. Now, the question with that, and it's worth noting, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to transition us for a moment, which is why the Aruch HaShulchan says, why is it that, in a certain sense like that Rivash, why is it that the Rambam is against Pilegesh? And again, he's imagining, let's say, someone who only has a Pilegesh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the reason that the Rambam is against, this is in Siman Chav Ches and Evan Ezer, the Aruch HaShulchan says, because it's a bitul mitzvah saseh of Kiddushin. If you do this instead of getting married, so then you were mevatel mitzvah saseh Kiddushin. Now again, I don't want to focus on the heavily on the word mitzvah now for a moment, because hopefully we'll get a chance to get back to that. But my point is just that you see from this Aruch HaShulchan, as we were suggesting, that, I mean, it's already obvious, but the Aruch HaShulchan is making the obvious point even more clearly, and that is that the Rambam holds, the reason that the Rambam, it's not just that the Rambam holds this, it's the reason that the Rambam is so against Kedesha, Pilagesh, is because it's so not Kiddushin. If it would be a form of Kiddushin, even Kiddushin light, then maybe we'd be in the Ravid Ramban Rashba world. But the reason that the Rambam is so condemning of Pilagesh is because it's so not Kiddushin. And apparently, it seems right now, we're going to qualify this, but for now it seems that it's either all or nothing. Either you're part of the Mizgeres of Halacha, you're in Kiddushin world, or you're in Kedesha world. It's either all or nothing. And that's why the Rambam could say something so strong, even though the Ravid says, "How, you know, it's a little too strong for me." No, the Rambam says, no, if you're not Kiddushin, you are Kedesha. It's one or the other. I, Pilagish, but Pilagish is not Kiddushin, it's nothing. And therefore, it equals Kiddushin. One second. He was first. I don't think so. The Ravid was assuming that as a rhetorical flourish, but I don't think it's relevant. Okay, that was only the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam didn't say it. It was the Aruch HaShulchan. And again, the Aruch HaShulchan was describing, he was saying that Bapashtas, if the Rambam would have allowed Pilagesh, it gets below Ksuba, it's certainly cheaper, so I'll just take a Pilagesh. I don't need to get married. No, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that was what the Rambam was against. Right, there's a rush. Well, maybe we'll have a chance to mention that. There's a rush that says Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Puravu is the mitzvah. And you don't need to get married to that Puravu. You can just take a Pilagesh. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan's point is that the Rambam is against all of these things. He's against that rush. Why? So the way he says it is because your Mevatel is Kiddushin. So again, I don't want to focus on the mitzvah part of it, other than what I like of the Aruch HaShulchan is that he's correctly identifying the source of the Rambam's rejection wholesale of Pilagesh is simply because it's not Kiddushin. And it seems, at least until now, for the Rambam, it either is Kiddushin or it's not. And once it's not, which if Pilagesh isn't, then it is, in essence, Tetem at Tekadesh. Yes, Joey. Well, you have to assume that there were certain Aterim. Avram had a Pilagesh. You have to assume there were certain Aterim. That's why I mentioned before that some of the Mepharshim suggest, the Rambam, and I want to get to this in a moment, the Rambam does allow it for a Melech. So some Mepharshim say Avram had a din melech, and or so either you'll say that those biblical characters had a din melech, or if you could try to understand, which I'm going to in a moment, what the svara of melech is, maybe that's applicable. But that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. That Ravid doesn't like it, and he in the Ramban brings out all these biblical heroes. Okay. Will you say of a bittul asay? I don't know if you say that on a bittul asay. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not because, again, the Rosh didn't say it was a los asay. The Rosh was a bittul asay. Okay, so now let's ask the... What chiyuv misa? I can't hear you. No, so that's the larger question. There is a machlokas about what her status is vis-a-vis other men. There is such a question, and obviously you're correctly putting your finger on that, because that would definitely be symptomatic of this question. Right, according to the Rambam, it would make no sense. Right, because the chumrah of the punishment to be with other men is because of how strong the relationship is with the one man. But according to the Rambam, there's essentially, it's hefkeris anyway, so, right, as opposed to the Ravid, you could see him being more machmir. Right, I think that's what you were saying, I think you're correct.
How does the concept eight of them, sabilas, and moves, does that happen?
It's too far. It's complicated. You take it too far afield. I got still more to cover, which closer to home, which is. So somebody, I made such a strong presentation for this Rambam. No one seems to be asking. Maybe you're just shy. Although it's not just a bashful crowd usually. The obvious question, which is now that we've made such a strong argument for the Rambam, there's either Kiddushin or there's Hefker. There's either Kiddushin or there's Nus. There's nothing in between. That's why it rejects Pilagish. What's the problem? Joey's worried about how the Rambam's going to talk to Avram Avinu. What about how he's going to talk to David HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech? If the Rambam says, why? Is Nus mutter for a king?
The Melech is not allowed to have Kadesha. It's a Rambam. How do you put two Rambams together? The Rambam says that anything outside the context of Kiddushin is the Isser Darais of Kadesha. I promise you that the Melech is not mutter to go to a Beis Nus. A Kadesha is not mutter for a Melech. So why can the Rambam say, how does the Rambam say on the one hand, that a Pilegesh is in essence Znos, it's Kadesha, but yet for a Melech it's allowed? No. The Rambam says explicitly. First of all, there were kings who definitely had Pilakshim. That's number one. The pasuk is explicit here about Avram having Pilakshim. But more than that, there should be Svara, the Rambam, a theoretical king, if you don't want to think of a particular story, a theoretical king. The Rambam paskins that for anyone else it's Kadesha, and for the king it's Mutter. Hechatesi. The king's not Mutter in Kadesha, the king can have many wives, but he's not allowed to have Znus. Saying it's a moment of shach. If the Rambam holds that it's a shtick kiddushin, it's a type of kiddushin, it should even be mutter for a hedgeot. And if, as we've been explaining, well, I think, that the Rambam holds that no, it's nothing, it's hefkeris, and if hefkeris is... So then how could it be mutter for the melech? Everyone hear the question?
I mean, unless you say that there's a special category that applies only to
the melech. Well, we didn't say that yet, so how do you want to say... The answer is, you're right, but we're going to have to say that. So what do you want
to
say? Okay. Not true. It's not true, though. Again, just to point out, a king is not allowed to go to a Kadesha. So the Rambam said that a Pilagish is a Kadesha, he said that a king can have a Pilagish. Right? It's like 1 plus 1 equaling 3. It just doesn't work. So what's Pshat? So I want to share with you something which I think it's...
The Rambam says
any woman who is the only Isra Kadesha is if she's Mufkeres and she's Mezumenes. But according to the Rambam, it's even if she's what we call a monogamous relationship.
But even if the monogamous is a commitment to a...
Yes, but there's no Kiddushin, says the Rambam, it's Kadesha. That's what the Rambam didn't like. Okay, that's you're relating to what I think Alan had in mind when he asked this question before, which I'm not getting into. So I saw in a written up here years ago, I saw an answer suggested by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, which really, I put it together with something, it's in a different language, but I think Rav Lichtenstein was machaven in some way to an Avnei Nezer. And I want to put the two of them together, and the bow on top will be my own little Kinyan Shinoi of putting it all together in the way I understand it, or in my words, so to speak. But really, I think the earliest basis of this comes from an Avnei Nezer, which at least, I don't know if necessarily Rav Lichtenstein saw, but Rav Lichtenstein himself had the following chiddush. And the way I understand it, the language I want to put it in is as follows. Fundamentally, we could suggest that the Rambam does agree with the Ravid and the Ramban, who uses this language in particular, that the definition of inappropriate is someone who is not miyachedes. It's not a direct, committed, if you will, relationship. And therefore, what a kadesha is the uncommitted, it's not miyachedes, and to be mutter, it has to be miyachedes. The difference is, whereas the Ramban and the Ravid felt that you can have a non-formal but monogamous relationship, a personalized relationship, we have no structure, there was no power by the power vested in me, but I have a girlfriend, a live-in girlfriend, again, you'll forgive me, but this is what we're talking about. So the Ramban and the Ravid said, that's not Kadesha. It's not Mufkeres. I'm not just picking up people. I have a relationship with this woman. So the Rambam agrees that in Lomdus, yes, in theory, that's the right track. It's Mezumenes, it's Miyuchedes, but the Rambam holds that you cannot accomplish that just when you can just walk away, when there's no formal structure. So, dos nisht miyuchedes. The Ramban and the Ravid are saying, no, but I'm miyuchedes. The Rambam is saying, lu yisiri was really miyuchedes and mizumenes, then you're right. But it's not. anything that can be without a formal structure, it is not miyuchedness. It needs the formal structure in order to make it miyuchedness. You'll say, so what is the formal structure? So the easiest and obvious thing is kiddushin. Kiddushin gives it that formal structure. I can walk out on my wife can walk out on me. Okay, that's a different parasha called get. But you need to break the relationship, because just like it was a formal relationship, in order to break the relationship, you need to formally break it. But you only have this miyuchedness and mizumenes if you have that formal, structured relationship. Just because two people say we love each other, we're committed, right? No better raya than the world we live in. That is obviously, says the Rambam, that is not in metzias committed. That is in essence hefker. You say you're committed. I say you're monogamous, you're loyal. It's hefker. That's still called hefker. Not that the Rambam disagrees with the definition. He disagrees in the application. What defines mizumenes and miyuchedness? You need structure. So one thing would be kiddushin. So if we just saw, wait a second, if we just saw the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, that explains it. Fine. But now our shail is, but what about the melech? If we just got through saying that the Rambam says, no, you need formalized miyuchedness. Pilegesh isn't. So the answer is, this is how the Rambam, and this again, this is what Lichtenstein says clearly, and this is the part, the particular part that Avni Nezer already says, but that's where the melech is different. Because the melech has one thing in his arsenal that nobody else has, which is that we have a halacha, which is that any designated relationship, lahavdil with metaltalin, let alone with another human being, that a melech has, the sharvito shel melech, no one else is ever allowed to benefit from. Right? The wives of the king are never allowed to get remarried. Says the Avnei Nezer, said Rav Lichtenstein, that's the point. The melech has b'yecholes to create the mizumenes or miyuchedes in a way that a hedyot can't. It's not pshat that we don't care about the hefkeres or the kadesha for the melech. Chas v'sholom. A king's not allowed to have znus. But the pshat is we overstated it at first when we said it's either kiddushin or nothing. Kiddushin or bust. No, it's structured and formalized mizumenes or nothing. So the best way, if you want to get a check plus, get 100 on the test to have a formalized mizumenes relationship, is kiddushin. And for the rest of us, there is really no other way to pass. You just can't get it. I love her, I promise. That's still hefkeres. The one person who can say, no, this is, again, the relationship could end. The point is, but she's by definition not mufkeres lakol when she has been the pilegish of the melech. Because then, absolutely, she can never be with anybody else. She can never be with anybody else. So that creates the miyuchedes and mizumenes that all the Rishonim, in a sense, are looking for. It's just that the other Rishonim held, in a sense, a lower threshold for what can accomplish it. As long as they feel that they have a committed, personalized relationship, it's not just a streetwalker, then that's okay. I mean, again, not okay, but, or maybe okay if it's feel like it's okay. Whereas the Rambam holds, no, you need a much higher state, you need a formalized relationship to create the miyuchedes. And only when you have that, do you have the real exclusivity in the mizumenes that gets you out of the parsha of Kadesha. Who can accomplish that? Only the melech. Exactly, that's the point. Only the king has that other weapon in the arsenal, so to speak, has that only other possibility where they can create an exclusive relationship. Right? Just like this, they do not say, but I'll add to this. Just like the Gemara says about Kiddushin, why do we use the term Kiddushin? Because the woman is Asa Akula Alma Kehektish, that one of the natures of Kiddushin is the exclusivity of it, that the woman is, as long as she remains married, Asa to anybody else. So the only person who can accomplish that without Kiddushin is the melech. He can create a parallel universe to Asra Kuli Alma, even without Kiddushin. And that is the critical bar that has to be reached according to the Rambam. Not that you need Kiddushin, but you need exclusivity. You need Asra Kuli Alma. Only the king with the salach of Shavito Shamelech can accomplish that. And that's why the Rambam can on the one hand say, it's Kadesha for everybody else, and Mutter for the king. Not because it's Mutter for Kadesha, not the king's Mutter in Kadesha, but the same relationship with the king has a different status because of this special halacha than it would for anybody else. Question?
Yeah. Well, once we see where you can use the language Zach to make it formal, it's Shabito Shabzov. So technically, you can say there is another way, but there's not another way. Suppose each one makes a nether.
He can make, you know, she and he. He can be show, oh, because he can be shoal on it. He can be shoal on it.
Because you could just walk away without anything doing anything formally.
It strikes me that there's a good answer for it, but I'm not thinking of it. Okay? Now, I just have a few more minutes. I just want to mention quickly, we have three more minutes. One more point, which is that until now we've spoken about the negative, which is we asked the question from a halachic perspective, why would someone want to get married? So we said, well, you want to avoid an isser. You want to avoid the isser of this yichud thing. You want to avoid the isser of the bitul aseh. You want to avoid, if you will, the isser of kadesha, according to the Rambam. Right, that's where we get. That's our three answers so far. Just to point out something that was already implicit in the Rivash, which is that you could speak about it in a more positive sense, which is always good in general. And namely that, you again, I'm not even talking about all the other, L'Tofios Adam L'Vado idea, but rather, there's a mitzvah. Perhaps there's a mitzvah to get married. Not just that you want to avoid an isser. You want to accomplish a mitzvah. Now, this is already implicit in the Rivash. I just want to point out that this is also a famous discussion in the Rishonim. There's conflicting evidence in Gemaras. Last week we mentioned the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, which talked about mitzvah ba'yosam ibishlucho, that's better to marry the woman yourself rather than have a shliach. So the Gemara there referred to Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Yet if you take a look at some Rishonim, they read the Gemara and say, no, it's not talking about Kiddushin, it means pruravu. Now, the Gemara didn't say anything about pruravu. Certain Rishonim are so bothered by how could the Gemara be calling Kiddushin a mitzvah that they force in their dachuk and they say, no, we're talking about Puravu. Right, that tension exactly is this question. I mentioned about the Rosh, the context of the Rosh, a famous machlokes, Rambam and Rosh, are the Birkas Erisin. Those are the first two brachas, first the Bar Vergafin and then the Asur Lanu, Asaruso, Satanas and Asur Lanu, the Chubav Kiddushin. That first bracha that the Masada Kiddushin makes, is that bracha a Birkas HaMitzvah? Or is it a bracha shevach v'hodah? So the Rosh says, of course it's a shevach v'hodah. After all, look at the nusach. There's no asher k'rishon mitzvos. It's very long. It's multi-themed. That's not the way we usually have brachas mitzvos. Plus, anyway, he says, there's no mitzvah to get married. The only mitzvah is peruvu, and you can do it with a pilagesh. The Rambam says, and the Ravid here, the Rambam and the Ravid both agree, that the brachas erisin is a brachas mitzvah. They'll say, my nafkamin is the same nusach. I'll tell you, what if they forget to say it? Right, they're so excited. The chassid has been practicing Hari Mekudesh. Right, the second he gets up there, he grabs the ring, puts it on her finger, and blurts it out. The rabbi hasn't gotten through Bar Piragafin yet. He still didn't say the real bracha. So what do you do? So many Rishonim say, no problem. You still say it then. It's a bracha shel hodah. Why not? And the Rambam says the second you have kiddushin, it's too late. It's like lighting Shabbos candles. Once you light Shabbos, you can't make the bracha again. Once you shake the lulav, it's too late. You did the mitzvah, it's too late. The shkaparela, the kedushin is tochal, but you can't go back. Why can't you go back? Because he holds the bracha as a mitzvah. But again, forget the bracha for a moment. What's the predicate? The predicate is the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam holds the kedushin is a mitzvah. And therefore, it requires a birchas a mitzvah on it. As opposed to the Rosh and the others who hold, no, really, peruvu is the mitzvah. And therefore, this bracha is only a birchas shevach v'hodah. So again, part of this discussion, there's a lot here that I'm not getting into, but that would be, in a certain sense, a fourth or more positive reason. You want to ask the Shaila why to get married. From a halakhic perspective, it's not just to avoid any one of three isurim, but it may also be, according to some Rishonim, in the positive sense, to fulfill the mitzvah of, as the Rambam says, Lisa Isha Mekidushin. Just as a scheduling note, Yemirtz Hashem, I believe there is shiur next week, but there will not be shiur the week after that. The week, for 2 weeks. The week after, at least certainly for a week. The week after that is the Thursday before Thanksgiving, and I will already be in Florida, Yemirtz Hashem, for my sister's wedding. And the next Thursday, which is Bo Bayom, Thanksgiving, I don't know if Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, Turkey and shiur, Turkey and football. So keep attention. We'll give a notice in a week or two about that week.